Medical Examiner, NCIS and Bones actor Heath Freeman died of fentanyl overdose. By Warner Todd Houston on March 12, 2022. More than 3 months after his passing, officials have determined that NCIS and Bones actor Heath Freeman died of a fentanyl overdose. Freeman, 41, was found unresponsive in bed at his Austin, Texas, home in November of last year. He was pronounced dead on the scene and his death was immediately ruled an accident. The Travis County Medical Examiner now says that the death was caused by a lethal mixture of booze and several drugs. The coroner found fentanyl, cocaine, hydrocodone, oxycodone and a generic Xanax in his system, according to TMZ. Former Miss USA and reality television personality Shanna Mokler mourned Freeman's death in an Instagram post last year. "Heartbroken to hear of the loss of my dear friend Heath Freeman. Talented actor, director, producer, outstanding chef and a solid friend," she wrote along with a photo of the two together. "You will be so dearly missed, and I will cherish every amazing memory we all had. And we have a lot of great ones. Godspeed." Freeman's manager, Joe S. Monifier, said on November 15, "We are truly devastated at the loss of our beloved Heath Freeman. A brilliant human being with an intense and soulful spirit. He leaves us with an indelible imprint in our hearts," Monifier said in a statement at the time. "His life was filled with deep loyalty, affection, and generosity towards his family and friends, and an extraordinary zest for life. Best known for portraying the killer Howard Epps on the Fox police drama Bones, Freeman also had roles on ER, NCIS, and Raising the Bar, and others. His last three projects are currently in post-production." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.